And welcome to episode zero of the UK Battletech podcast, Tales from the Periphery. I'm Mike Whittaker, and for now at least, I am the only host, although I'm hoping to pull in a few members of the UK Battletech community so we can have something to talk about. You're going to be able to find a lot of the stuff mentioned in this podcast at our website, which is talesfromtheperiphery, all one word, .org.uk. Alternatively, you can catch me on the UK Battletech Discord as Fleetfoot Mike. So let's start with a bit about me. I picked up Battletech when I was introduced to it by a friend back in the early 90s. So yeah, I'm older than dirt. And we played a rather fun little Mech Warrior stroke Battletech classic campaign featuring my little mercenary unit called the Taylor's Tigers, who might yet show up in some fiction at some point, as I was kind of fond of them and some of the characters. After that, I went on to playing on Battletech 3056, which was an online text-based Battletech game with a rather impressive implementation of the game system as a text-based hex-based simulator. If you dig around in the archives on Sana, you'll find a little bit, including a map creation program I wrote for back in the days when the only way you got onto the internet was via your university's Unix system, which, again, proves I'm older than dirt, but we'd already established that. I guess after that, I did all the usual things that people do that forced them away from hobbies, like get married and have kids and have jobs and not have enough money. Until I rejoined our local War Games Club in about 2012, rapidly got mugged into being its chairman, and sometime round about the end of lockdown, one of our members decided to run some regular Battletech, and I found myself discovering just how good fun it still was. More so that Catalyst had started bringing out lots of really fun and interesting stuff, including Alpha Strike, and I'm turning into a massive Alpha Strike junkie, partly because I think I'm a wargamer, so I'm used to tabletop scenery rather than hex grids, etc. And I like getting lots of toys on the table, so Alpha Strike really appeals to me on that score. So you're going to find, hopefully in this podcast, a mix of both Classic and Alpha Strike and news and everything else that you might expect, and hopefully relating to the UK scene in particular, since we seem to be sadly neglected in the current round of podcasts. So, on with the show. Let's start with the news, such as it is. Now, folks have gone through this in massive detail on other podcasts, so for now, we'll just skim through the Catalyst 2024 release schedule. Things of interest coming out fairly soon. Shrapnel 16, another collection of Battletech short fiction. The Star League Command Lance, which is going to include the very controversial single painted miniature, which I understand is going to be Alexander Kerensky's Orion. My personal view on this is I've got a can of primer if I don't like it. Your mileage may vary. March and April, we have the 40th anniversary beginner box and a game of armoured combat, which I guess are going to have the same contents but different covers, just in case you need a different coloured box to store your stuff in. Sometime or other, then, hopefully, very large parcels are going to be landing on various people's doorsteps, and they're going to be painting for, like, forever, because the Kickstarter should fulfil. I'm kind of both looking forward to and dreading that, because my wife is going to go, "What on earth have you been buying?" To which the answer is, well, actually, really quite a lot. moving on, May Force Manual Davian, which should be good. There's some more fiction. There are some maps, including City and Luna. There's another Star League Lance, second Star League Assault Lance. Summer, we have the Ill Clan Recognition Guide, the Battletech Universe book, followed by, in quarter three, Force Manual Curator, possibly a Force Manual Mercenaries, a third Star League Strike Star, McCarran's Armoured Cavalry Assault Lance, which promises to be interesting. There'll be a Hotspots Hinterlands, which again could be something that's kind of fun. In Q4, there'll be another issue of Shrapnel. I think if I read that right, the Mech Commander's Handbook and another Star of Star League mechs. There's also apparently rumours of some more Faction Force packs sometime during the year. The Battletech Cookbook, which I thought I'm looking forward to because my wife has a soft spot for game tying cookbooks, and in fact used to play Battletech back in the day. So, and there'll be a whole pile of novels coming out at that point. Now, that's about all the detail I want to go in there into there, because as I said, everybody else has talked about these for like forever, and it's relatively old news by now for this podcast. But anyway, that's what you can expect coming out from Catalyst this year. Next up, in January, Catalyst also announced a new policy for all their community accounts, which essentially boils down to be nice to people, respect people's privacy, and don't do anything obvious that violates Catalyst's intellectual property where they can see it. Now, other people probably have different summaries of that, depending on your personal viewpoint and where you stand. Mine is that I have no problem with it. I'm perfectly prepared to be reasonable to anybody who's reasonable to me. I certainly have no intention of doxing people, and if Catalyst don't want me showing off things that are obviously nicked from MechWarrior or whatever, where they can see it, that's fine. I won't. I'm generally prefer buying their plastics anyway, because they're much nicer models and much easier to paint. But that's my call. If my view on these terms and conditions upsets you, then I'm really sorry. And that's all. Last up for the news section. Happening actually as I record this today, Catalyst are starting something they are calling Tuesday News Day with Rem Alternists, and this is basically going to be a live update on all their major game lines, including, I assume, Catalyst, Shadowrun, and whatever else. So it's available on YouTube. I'll stick a link in the show notes. This first episode apparently includes an episode with James Kirtley, who's a Battletech demo agent. Should be worth a listen. If nothing else, you can find out what's going on in the Battletech universe somewhat more quickly than you can by listening to this podcast. Now on with the upcoming events section. Obviously not got much this time out. I've gathered what I can from the Discord. But I'm also going to add a section on clubs and venues that host regular games, which I'm not going to post all of every episode. We'll just sort of stick to the updates. You should be able to find it all on talesfromtheperiphery.org.uk. So, coming up, this coming Saturday, assuming I get this episode published before then, 17th and 18th of February, so the Sunday as well, at Bedford International Athletics Stadium, there is Bedford Tabletop Expo. Now, my club, Peterborough Wargames Club, will be running an Alpha Strike demo stroke participation game there. If you want to come along, say hi. Hopefully we're aiming to teach folks the basics of Alpha Strike. You'll be able to play with a Formac Lance and just generally have fun. Same day, over at Boarding Brom in the Walsall area, they're running a Battletech demo day. Bring your own forces, 4,000 BV, 200 PV, or they can supply forces. The two biggies, Leeds Wargames Club are running the English Nationals at their place, which is Hick Hall in Leeds, 24th to the 26th of May. That's Friday to a Sunday. There'll be social gaming on the Friday, the Nationals on the Saturday, and a whole bunch of fun, including test runs for UK Games Expo, Alpha Strike Games, Blood Names, whatever else they can think of. And more importantly, Randall Bills, Mr. Battletech, will be in attendance. The following week, which, if my maths is right, starts on the 31st of May, will be UK Games Expo. Again, Catalyst are a major sponsor for this, so a lot of folks who are on the UK demo team will be lending a hand on their stall with demo games, etc. Well worth going along. Again, you get a chance to meet Randall Bills, and there should be a lot of Battletech related stuff, which is a pleasant change. Last, but by no means least, on the 27th or 29th of September, which is again a Friday to a Sunday, will be the London GT at the Lee Valley Indoor Athletic Centre in London, as pretty much seems to befit these three-day events. Friday night will be a social and possibly a grinder event. Saturday will be a Battletech Open competition. Sunday will be a large narrative all-day event. Now, I've been to a couple of these put on by various folks on the UK Discord, and they have been amazing fun. I strongly recommend getting along if you can. So, that's it for the upcoming one-offs. If you're looking for regular games of Battletech, here's what I've got at the moment. Now, I know this is not complete. If you want to make it more complete, I'm on the UK Discord as Fleetfoot Mike, or you can mail info@talesfromtheperiphery.org.uk with your updates. So, in no particular order, Lancaster Board and Sword do Battletech on Tuesdays from 6:30 p.m. My club, Peterborough War Games Club, runs Battletech once or twice a month, a mix of Alpha Strike and Classic, from 7 p.m. on a Monday evening. Spalding War Games Club, who aren't that far away from us, also run regular games, but they play on Wednesdays. Grim Dice Tabletop Gaming in Grimsby seem to run semi-regular events. Again, check their website and they'll give you more information. Shake Battle and Roll, what a fabulous name, play at the Collingwood Community Centre in Walsall in the Midlands. They play Alpha Strike every Saturday at 6:30. Athena Games in Norwich put on regular events. Board in Brum, who we've already had mentioned up in the upcoming events, play Alpha Strike and Classic on Thursdays at 6 p.m. They're in Walsall also. Harlequin Games in Preston play Battletech and Alpha Strike events on Monday nights. Fanboy 3 in Manchester run regular Battletech games. Antic Games in Stonehouse, which is just off the M5 south of Bristol, run fortnightly games at their store. The next one is on the 24th of February. And last but by no means least, there's a bunch of folks on the UK Discord trying to get some games going at the Long Rest in Canterbury on Saturdays. So pop onto the Discord, say hi, join the Southeast regional channel there and ask if you can join in. So that's it for now. As I said, if you know of other regular or upcoming events, then please let me know via the show's email address or by pinging me as Fleetfoot Mike on the Discord. And that's it for this, which is episode 0 of Tales from the Periphery with your host, Mike Whittaker. Now, very much happy to receive any feedback you've got, either at info@talesfromtheperiphery.org.uk, via the website, which is talesfromtheperiphery.org.uk, surprisingly enough, or please feel free to throw things at me verbally online as Fleetfoot Mike on the UK Discord. And I guess at some point we'll have probably a Twitter account or a Facebook page. Am I allowed to say Twitter anymore? But for now, this is what you've got. It's been great to talk to folks. I'm a bit rusty with podcasting because this is my first one since I stopped doing my own sometime during lockdown. So anyway, hopefully it was fun. Happy gaming, roll good dice, and catch you on the flip side. Tales from the Periphery is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. In short, give us some credit, don't make money out of it, and if you make an adaptation of it, you must share it under the same license. Have fun!